It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Laker Hockey Talk on 1400 AM in Sault Ste. Marie, WKNW. Bill Crawford, along with the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Whitten. And this is the first time we've had a chance to get back together for this summer. Damon did one program with Mark Santangelo about a month ago, updating folks on what's going on with Laker hockey. And the reason for this show, we do it once a month in the summer, is to keep you updated on what's going on, and Damon, it certainly is busy. I mean, we could go an hour easily here and talk about all the things that have happened, that are happening, and that will be happening in the near future, but let's look back a little bit, go over some of the things that have happened this summer. We've had the Blue Liner Golf Tournament, the Lake State Classic down in Frankenmuth, which was very nice, kind of a different situation there with the venue, etc., and all sorts of personnel changes, but let's look at some of the activities that have happened. You've had some major camps on campus. I know Rich Mitro was pretty busy for about a month and a half there.
Well, that's definitely where I'd like to start is, I'll start by thanking our community. I recently met with Dr. Mitchell, our new president, just the other day, and as I was going to that meeting preparing, our camp attendance is up 230% from when we got here. And, Rich has done a tremendous job as our camp director, but just a huge thanks to our community. Those of you who have your kids in hockey that attended camps, it was unbelievable this summer. Numbers were great. The behavior was great, which is always nice from our point of view. But I think, one of the greatest parts, I'm really excited about our young talent in Sault Ste. Marie. You know, I'm sure we'll talk about Chase Gamlin coming up here, Ashton Calder a year or two out. But, it's important that we have Sault products in our locker room and on the ice for us. And so I think there's some great talent coming up. But again, just a huge thank you to the community for attending camps and being around. I think we put through almost 500 kids through our camps this summer. That includes our Michigan Amateur Hockey Association camps that we host every year for all kids across the state of Michigan. But our 3 weeks of Laker camps went unbelievably well. Rich does a great job. I hope those who attended certainly had fun, enjoyed it, and improved. That's a big part of it. We want to make sure our youth hockey is strong in Sault Ste. Marie, and I think it's in great shape. So a huge thank you for that. You mentioned the golf outings. Back to Sault Country Club this year for our Blue Liner outing was really good to get back there with Freddie and the Country Club, and I thought that went really well. Huge thanks to our Blue Liners for that. We got to continue to kind of grow that and improve that event, but it was a good year to come back into the Sault and have it with Fred. Going down to Frankenmuth, obviously the McClellans are a huge friend to our program. They hosted the foundation golf outing this year, and it was a really good event for us to be with Zach and Carol and the McClellan family. Certainly a handful of hockey alumni down there, and that was great to see them and spend some time with them. And so those are some of the big events that went on in terms of activities and events going on, and as you mentioned, a lot of other things to cover.
Was there a major Bantam camp this year too that you played host to? That's always a good recruiting tool right there.
Yeah, you're saying the Maha camps?
Yes.
So we host 2 weeks. It was the 02 birth years and 03 mm-hmm. birth years this year. There's 120 kids in each of those. Those kids come to our campus from all over the state of Michigan, across the UP, across Lower Peninsula. They stay in the dorms for, I think it's five nights. We have about 20 or 30 staff members that we coach them. We have assistant coaches. We have team leaders, things like that. So it's a huge event for Lake State to host. I think from our point of view, to get the best kids in Michigan on our campus for a week is a huge opportunity. And, we'll talk about Noah Lalonde here shortly as well. I'm sure one of our incoming freshmen. And he was one of those guys that spent 2 years, coming to the Bantam camps here at Lake State. He was committed to Michigan State for a long, long time, came out of Omaha and Youngstown in the USHL. And when he made a change from going to Michigan State, it didn't take long for us to connect with Noah, a little bit like Max Humitz, a year or two back. These kids all know Lake State, our campus, our facility, our history, tradition. So it's really important for us to host those events, and I think we've locked into 5 more years at least of hosting those. So it's great. It's busy. It's a long, those camps go from 8 a.m. to probably 10 p.m. Big commitment. I think Rich is a little bit fortunate that his wife and kids are usually in France at that time, so he can dive right in, but he does an unbelievable job of hosting those events, and we're kind of all hands on deck. Every locker room is filled with kids. The coaches we host from different youth organizations in Detroit. Detroit, different USHL teams, North American League teams. You know, they're in our locker room, our venue. We try to help develop coaches during that week as well, or those 2 weeks. But it's a big event, and it's huge for our program.
And it gets a lot of our young guys, guys who play for the Lakers and incoming freshmen involved too. They're instructors and helping out, and so Rich employs them. And that helps the situation too, familiarizes the new guys with the facilities, and gives the returning guys something to do for about a month.
Yeah, it's really nice to get our guys back, our incoming guys, our returners, you know, just to get them back to the Sioux for a little bit, kind of show them a little bit about the values in the locker room, you know, we're trying to build there, the culture we have within our program. And so, and for us, it's a little bit, it's really nice to spend that week with those guys. You don't get a ton of time, unfortunately, but just it's not the stress of the season, the pressure of the classroom. It's a much more laid back environment where we can really get to know these guys and build relationships. So yeah, it's really nice to have. And again, without our community supporting those so well these last couple of years, but for sure this year, you know, we're going to look to keep growing those and building those, and I think it's going to pay big dividends for hockey in Sault Ste. Marie, you know, to develop these young kids and be a small piece of their development. So we're excited to host those.
Yeah, we're you're listening to a Laker Hockey Talk this morning on the WKNW. We want to thank our two sponsors for this summer. We've got H&R Block, Steve Papanon, crew do a great job, great Lakers supporters, and Scott Parker and company at Parker Hardware for sponsoring this program. We got a number of personnel changes on campus. There are so many different faces there. You know, since I left Lake Superior State 9-10 years ago, it's pretty much changed over. But we have a new president. You mentioned Dr. Peter Mitchell a few moments ago. He's an interim president, but I think he's doing an outstanding job standing in there. Got a lot of experience, has Sault Ste. Marie ties, kind of cares about the place a little bit. And he's doing a good job thus far. You've got a great new assistant coach in Mike York. We've got a new trainer for hockey. We've got a new sports information director, a veteran in Joe Gorby. Talk a little bit about some of these changes.
Well, you know, obviously a lot of it stems from the tragedy of Dr. Plager, and we spoke about that, you know, earlier this summer when maybe it was Mark and I. But you know, it stems from a tragedy. Losing Dr. Plager so unexpectedly was difficult. You know, you lose the leader of your institution, and a lot of change goes on. So as you mentioned, Dr. Mitchell's come into a tough situation and done a really good job providing a steadying hand, you know, really putting some things in place and trying to make this, you know, a very attractive position for that full-time president that'll happen, you know, over the next few months, I guess, and leading into next school year, I think, ideally. So it's good to have Dr. Mitchell on board, and we appreciate what he's done. I mean, his experience in higher administration is unbelievable. He's been around a long time and doing a very good job of putting good people in places. So that's been positive. I mentioned Mike York, a former teammate of mine. When I started the process, you know, we decided not to to bring Doug Holloway back for some various reasons, and it was a strong candidate pool. There was a lot of great candidates. You know, some had ties to our university, to Sault Ste. Marie, and it was tough. There were some good people. When Mike got involved, I think pretty early on, it became more and more clear to me pretty quickly that he'd be an unbelievable candidate. I think there's certainly a comfort level from my point of view that this is a guy that I went to battle with on every weekend and lined up against. Obviously, his resume as a player is just unbelievable. As a former NHL All-Star, an Olympian, played with Doug Waite and Brian Ralston with the Olympic teams. You know, just done it all in the game. Everything our guys dream about and aspire to be, Mike has done those things. Our players are going to love him. When our community meets him, you'll see the humbleness. You would never walk around or, you know, look at Mike and or speak to Mike and think, here's this guy that played 10 years in the NHL. So he's going to bring a great humbleness to our program, great work ethic, and really excited to have him. And there's not many opportunities you get in this game to hire a guy that has done the things he's done. So I think he's going to be a tremendous asset to our players and to our program. Joining Mike, Terry Mitro is coming back as well. Mm-hmm. Some people know that already. It's kind of gotten out there a little bit, but Terry's going to be involved in a lot of areas, but mainly his main focus is going to be strength and conditioning, which is so important. I know, you know, many years ago, Coach Conley hired him at Northern Michigan for that role and in a coaching role, and then John LaFontaine took Terry to a couple different stops along the way, and Terry, I know, you know, wanted to get back full-time into hockey, and, you know, a chance for him to come back back home. So he's actually in later this morning, and we're really looking forward to getting him back. He's going to attack this thing with a ton of energy, and our guys are going to really benefit from him. Natalie Reynolds is our new athletic trainer. She's been in town here for a week or so and doing a very good job. She actually interned with the Philadelphia Flyers a few years back and has a lot of experience with that pro hockey side of things and a real passion for the game. So I think we're excited about the staff we have in place. And, I mentioned off the air before we went on, Bill, that Josh Nenadol came into the locker room yesterday. Nick Kossoff is back in town. So it's time. And we're really excited to have the staff in place. Our players will be trickling back in, and real excitement going into year four with, very, very high expectations for sure. So we're ready to get after it.
Yeah, I think, when you have a lot of change in your staff, it can be upsetting because it involves a lot of work. And I know that Jen Constantino has spent a lot of time this summer just working on hiring people, because there had to be 8 or 9 openings in the athletic department. We're only talking about the ones that affect hockey right here. But I think Joe Gorby coming in is going to help, too. He's a veteran as a sports information director. And, that business has changed so much in recent years with social media being so important now, and video, and doing things in a totally different way than sports information directors used to work. It used to be media guides were the big thing, and writing things was the big thing, and that's not so much so anymore. But I think Joe's adapted to that, and I know his work ethic. He was at Ferris State for years. He was at Michigan Tech before that. This is a veteran who's going to help this staff.
Yeah, and before today, speaking on Joe, you mentioned Jen. I mean, give her tremendous kudos for the job she's done as interim athletic director. Wearing a lot of hats, doing a lot of things, and she's gotten some great things done for our department in her transition. Coach Hedinga, our basketball coach and associate AD, again, been involved in that. The three of us have been on most of these hiring committees, so it's been nice that way to get to know them in some different settings and outside of the season. So real kudos and thanks to them for doing a great job. As you mentioned, Joe, I mean, his time at Ferris State and Michigan Tech, Ferris State is one of the most forward-thinking sports information departments within the CCHA and the GLIAC. And so we're really fortunate to have Joe on board with his experience. I think traditionally that position's gone to kind of a young up-and-comer, and to have Joe in there with his experience and seasoned in that profession, I think is going to be a real boon to our sports information department. So we welcome him.
Yeah, and then there's another one that still has to be filled. That's the role of athletic director. Jen's been doing that. She's going to be leaving late in the month of September. We'll have a new person in place. There have been interviews going on, and that won't take long. I think in the next couple of weeks, we'll probably have a new athletic director on board at Lake State.
Yeah, I think ideally. I mean, ideally probably been a few weeks ago. But again, just some of that transition at the highest levels is really, it takes some time to get through some of those things and get some people in place. So it's been a good process. Some really good people, again, some with some ties to our university, and we're really excited about it. Like you said, we're really down to the stretch run here, and it shouldn't be long before there's some a finalist or a candidate hired. So we're looking forward to having that in place, and then getting that candidate to campus to help us move forward with the program.
All righty, we're talking Laker Hockey Talk here on WKNW this morning. Bill Crawford along with Damon Witten. We're going to take a break here from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll talk specifics about personnel, players, the new guys coming in, the veterans returning as the Lakers get ready for the 2017-18 season. We'll be right back with more on Laker Hockey Talk after this.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation, but did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success in 2017-18.
Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk on WKNW 1400 AM in Sault Ste. Marie. Bill Crawford along with the head coach of the Lakers, Damon Witten. Damon, going into your fourth year now, and I know you'd like to start seeing some things turn in the right direction here. Most of the players on this team now are your players, as they like to say, and a lot of guys returning. Let's go through some names here. We do have some veterans, especially on defense. We've got some veteran forwards coming back. We've got one goaltender in Nick Kossoff. What's the rest of the story?
Well, two, actually. Cooper Lukinda will return as well. You know, Coop missed most of the year with injury, so you didn't get to see much of him, but we do have Cooper and Nick back. And just before we get into it, Bill, I got to mention a couple things. You know, just found out yesterday, really proud of our guys. You know, so many positive things happened off the ice. We were, United Way Community Partner of the Year, but just found out yesterday we had six academic All-Americans. So goes into the type of character we have in that locker room, the type of leadership we have. So really proud of our players. That's a great number. You have to have a 3.6 GPA playing 40% of the games to make that honor. And so really proud. Six, I think that's tremendous for us. Season tickets are on sale, so you can come on up to the Norris Center, Taffy Able, and pick up your season tickets. And one thing that's not on our schedule poster that's out, and we'll get it added on the website, but we are going to have a blue gold game Saturday night, September 30th. Actually, should say Saturday afternoon, 3:07 p.m. September 30th, we'll have a blue gold game. Get a chance to see all of our incoming players, our returning players. Probably have a couple walk-on candidates as we have had the past couple years, so a couple of people that you will all know. So excited to have that. You said the expectations are high. You know, we return a lot of our players, the majority of our team, most of our scoring is back. Some things I'm really excited about is we finally have some upperclassmen in some leadership roles and guys that play in big situations starting on the back end. You know, we have assistant captains and Aiden Wright and Ryan Renz returning along with Kyle Chatham, so three senior defensemen. You know, Aiden Wright and Kyle Chatham, I'm not sure Aiden Wright has missed a game in his career here at Lake State. Kyle Chatham, just a couple. You know, Ryan Renz was a unanimous leader of our hockey team last year, as seen through the eyes of the players. So we have tremendous leadership and character in those three group of guys. Wright and Renz were both two of those All-Americans. These are guys that do things right on and off the ice all the time. So we're in great hands with our leadership. In that situation, our lone senior forward, we were again a little bit young up front in terms of veteran forwards, but JT Hankey led our team in scoring the last 2 years. JT, you know, was primed for a big year. You know, he's got to come back and have that great type of year, a career year for his senior year as well. But, really like our veteran leadership that we return with that group of guys, and excited to welcome them back and have them lead us this year.
You got a lot of young guys back who played pretty well last year for you. I'm thinking of Max Humitz up front, and a really good year last year for Sackleman on defense. There's another one of your guys who was an academic All-America this past year as a freshman. Matt McArdle's back on defense. This is a team, and yet you've got a bunch of new defensemen coming in, three or four guys who are expected to make an impact.
Yeah, you know, and I think one thing, I don't know where the finals number shook out, but, you know, throughout leading into playoffs or things like that, you know, we talk on the radio show quite a bit, but that sophomore class last year was one of the top scoring classes in the entire country, not just sophomore classes, but the entire country. So you're talking Terrell, Kuglietta, Nellis, I'm going to miss a couple, Nenendahl, Hayes, McArdle will be part of that class as well.
So Jay Cann,
you know, that was a tremendous class. Rich done a fabulous job along with Doug and Pete Aubrey was a part of that as well. So, you know, those guys are junior now. As you know, Diego, Gage, Hayes, Nenendahl, Matt, those guys have played a lot of college hockey at this point. They're not your typical juniors. When they came in as freshmen, they were put into roles, power play, penalty kill, matching up top lines. So this junior class, next year's juniors are almost like a senior class, and we're gonna need them to have another, you know, tremendous year and be one of the top classes in college hockey. When you stack up our freshman class last year with them, I think they were seventh in the country for freshman scoring. And so Sockerman was in there, you know, Humitz, you talked about Max as well. So another really, really strong classes. And those returning guys are going to have to continue to improve and get better. There can't be that sophomore slump that some people talk about. We're going to need, continued improvement from those classes in more big years. But obviously it's phenomenal to return classes like that. Guys who have played a lot now, you know, Max Humitz played in a lot of situations, power play, penalty kill. He's ready to take a step, you know, and that'll be important for us.
Well, I thought Max was one of our best players last year. You lose Mitch Holtz, who signed a pro contract and left. We lose Bindulis on defense. Another promising freshman who would have been a tremendous sophomore. But those are things that go with college hockey. Almost every team loses some really impressive freshmen and sophomores. They sign early and leave. And that's just part of the process. So you're happy at this point with who's coming back. You think you'll have enough offense there with the Cuglietta crew and the Humitz people doing the job for you, because you've really put an emphasis this past year on recruiting defensemen. You've got three or four young guys coming in who you think are going to break into the lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we think everybody that's coming in, you know, that's our job. And we tell our players, our returners, that all the time. You know, we're always out there trying to upgrade and get better. You know, we're not doing our job if we're not finding better players each and every year. And you know, some years you have a ton of success, and some years you miss the mark a little bit. But you know, that's been a point of emphasis. You know, we definitely want to get more skill on the back end, continue to improve our stick skill back there. You know, and I think we've done that in some ways. So we do think the guys coming in will be able to challenge for playing time. I know guys, you know, Aiden Wright and Kyle Chatham, like I said, they haven't missed many games, and they're not about to start missing times. Ryan Renz, you know, is a guy that wants to build his role, and tremendous student athlete. And, you know, I know he's had another good summer, so he's not going to come in and let somebody grab a spot. So I think our competition level from the crease to the back end is really improved once again. And I think that makes you a better team. You know, competition's going to really be up.
Okay, we got just enough time here to mention some of these people, too. You got William Rydell coming in along with Tyler Anderson, Steve Ruggiero, and Lucas Cobble. Talk just for a second about these guys and what their strengths are as you see them as a coach.
Yeah, well, Steven Ruggiero is not eligible to Christmas. He's a transfer, former national program player, Anaheim draft pick. He started his career at Providence and then went back to Youngstown in the USHL after some you know, not happy with his role at Providence, I guess. So he's 6'4". He'll be maybe our best skater on the back end. He skates better than Chris Bindulis. So elite skating ability, elite feet. With that size range, he's physical, he's tough, and he also moves pucks well. You know, he's got a strong first pass, but he'll be able to match up against anybody in the country defensively and be a tremendous shutdown defenseman. We think there's more offense in him than maybe Providence saw in him or gave him that role, and that's, you know, we'll look for him to use that skating ability to be involved in all facets. Tyler Anderson, you know, we weren't out there trying to get bigger, but Ruggiero goes about 6'4", Anderson goes about 6'4". Tyler Anderson led the BCHL in goals by a defenseman. He was top two or three in points, but led it in goals, almost 20 goals. He went to the Washington development camp in the NHL this summer as well. Elite shot, elite stick, you know, just a big, big body. Plays with bite, plays with physicality. You know, he'll have to adjust to the pace of the college game, but his stick skills, his power play ability will be evident from day one. Will Rydell is very similar to Chris Bindulis. He's a guy that we loved at the Blaine Showcase over the last couple years in the North American League. You know, and would have taken him earlier had we had room. But when the situation arose with Chris leaving, it didn't take us long to get Will Rydell done. And then he goes about 6'2", elite skater, very good puck mover. You know, a little bit more raw than some of these guys coming from a North Carolina non-traditional market. But again, we think he's a guy that can play from day one. We'll certainly challenge for that. Lucas Kybel, another guy, is about 6'2", played for the German World Junior Team, elite European defenseman. He was a little bit missed some time early with an injury when he first got to Fargo in the USHL, but when he got healthy in the second half, he was near the top of points per game in the USHL for defensemen. So another elite power play guy. You know, Lucas is a lefty, Tyler Anderson is a righty. So you know, we lacked probably some defensemen who could play on our power play over the last year or two. Those guys will definitely have opportunities to give us more power play threats on the back end.
All right, and there's good numbers there. There are eight names there. I think that's good depth. You've got good returning depth, and then you've got some outstanding young people coming into a challenge for playing time as well. Look at the forward crew. I think Chase Gamlin, you mentioned him a few moments ago. He's a local kid. He's been playing in the North American League, and he's going to come in this year. Good kid, good character, got good family ties here in Sault Ste. Marie. He'll challenge to play up front. And Noah Lalonde, the other kid who left the Michigan State, he was a recruit there. He's coming to Lake Superior State. Good speed up front. Saw him a little bit this summer. He can move the puck, too, and That's two incoming freshman forwards.
Yeah, no, you said Chase. You know, I think anybody has seen Chase the last month or two around town. He's transformed his body, too. You know, Johnny Parco has opened up a gym across the bridge, our strength conditioning coach from previous years, and done an awesome job. I think it's something we've lacked in Sault Ste. Marie is somebody doing elite athlete development off the ice. And, you know, when we got here, some of these guys just kind of went to Big Bear and lifted. Well, that doesn't cut it if you want to be a Division I hockey player. You know, it's maybe unfortunate in some ways that it's so year-round and such a part of it, but Chase has had a phenomenal summer, and as you mentioned, you know, he's going to challenge. He's going to be more of a bottom six type of forward in terms of a checker, a penalty killer in his role with us, but we're really excited for Chase to be here, and you know, he's going to work hard, earn it. He's a phenomenal locker room guy as well, a very good student, right, and a tremendous character guy for a locker room. Noah Lalonde, very similar, 3.7 GPA. Noah spent 2 years in the USHL, first in Youngstown. When he first got to Youngstown, he was putting up great numbers, had an injury, missed a lot of the year, then went to Omaha, kind of got back on track a little bit. So I think he's a little bit untapped in terms of what he can do. He was a big number guy back in Honeybaked in midget hockey. So it's nice to get another Detroit USHL kid up here that you know, will play and help and contribute as well. Joining them is Marcus Erickson. Hampus Erickson from Fairbanks in North American League. So great to have Hampus once again in that Fairbanks connection that's been so strong for our program for a long time. I believe he's a top 10 North American League scorer. Big kid once again. You know, be a great centerman for us down the road and you know, battling for this year as well. He was a guy, again, that we liked early on, and being a European, that process through the clearinghouse takes a little bit more time. And he's good to go that way, but we would have had him done a lot earlier, you know, depending on the Mitch Holt situation and depending on his clearinghouse status. And I think the last forward coming in, Yuki Miura, that a lot of people, you know, have heard about, know about. Yuki played in Waterloo in the USHL his first year in the States. He's a Japanese, born and raised in Japan, played most of his life in Japan, but came over to Waterloo this year. Not easy to make the USHL as a 20-year-old import. So a very highly skilled player. Yuki left Japan as a after his grade 9 year and went to Czech Republic. So unfortunately, the NCAA, he's a great student, but the NCAA, due to some delayed enrollment for grade 10, he's probably going to have to sit out this year and become eligible. Still have 4 years to play down the road. So Yuki's going to join us as the plan and practice with us all year and be ready to play a year out.
Very good. It sounds very interesting up front. How about goaltending now? We know we've got a battle going there. You mentioned Cooper Lukenda, Nick Kossoff both returning. You got a couple of new guys coming in to challenge. You've got four goaltenders in camp. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, you know, a lot of teams are carrying them that way now. I've never done it, so I think it's going to be interesting to divvy out time in the net and time with Terry Barbeau. But, you know, it's an area that, you know, you have to be good in. Obviously, you have no chance to be successful if you're not great in that in these day and age. And so, you know, Nick and Cooper will come in. Obviously, we know those two, and they're going to get the first crack to win the job and see what they can do with that opportunity to roll with it. But coming in to provide competition, guys that are going to be fighting to win the number one role, Roman Bangert, you know, and it's kind of interesting. He is actually born in Japan as well, but he grew up in Nova Scotia, another 4.0 student, so a tremendous student. He was a Manitoba Junior Hockey League goalie of the year. He's done some things for the Japanese national team as well, and a tremendous kid, a very good goaltender, had an unbelievable regular season with Steinbach in the regular season, and then unfortunately they didn't advance as far as they would like as a team, and then their team had some issues in the playoffs. But you know, very good goaltender, good size, well coached, just a real student of the game. His dad is a goalie coach as well, so you know, we're really excited about Roman joining our program. And then Marix Mittens is the other one that'll be come in, a Latvian goaltender. Marix was the North American League not only goalie of the year, but the MVP of the North American League this year. He broke the North American League shutout record, consecutive shutouts as well, played for the Latvian World Junior team. So very decorated. You know, Joe Coombs, his coach in Aston in the North American League, said Joe spent many years in Dubuque, and he said Marix is probably his most highly recruited player. The most calls he's ever received on a player was probably Marix. So, you know, very tough recruiting battle. We didn't know to the very end that we won that battle, but you know, he's a good goaltender, and he's going to really push and battle. I know he wants to come in ready to play, just like Roman, just like Cooper, just like Nick. You know, I like, you know, Nick's one of those academic All-Americans. Just, you know, Roman will be one of those guys. So the culture and, you know, the team, the way they push each other and support each other will be very important for us because it's going to be extremely competitive back there.
Yeah, you got another guy back, too. You mentioned him a moment ago, a veteran coach in Terry Barbeau. That he's going to be really important now with four goaltenders. And Terry works really well with these guys. He kind of gets personally involved with each guy, how to work them out, et cetera. And they like him. I think he's a real confidence builder.
Yeah, Terry's great. I mean, you know, we all know Terry up in here. He's been around our sport and around goaltenders for such a long time at such a high level. And I think sometimes I've been at some places where you get a young guy who wants to come in and change kids and make them their kind of goalie. And Terry works with what these guys are. Again, he's mature enough and old enough to not struggle with things and, you know, does a great job building relationships. And so, again, it's going to be challenging to get him the time he needs with these guys, but his work, his input is going to be really important for us to determine how we're going to, you know, come out of the gates, you know, who's going to grab the job and be our go-to guy, or is it going to be a rotation, and, you know, how deep is that going to go? So it's a good spot to be in, you know. You know, like I said, I've never carried four, but I think we have guys that are very capable. You go back to Nick Kossoff's freshman year, he had, I think, three shutouts and against quality opponents. So he has shown he can do it, and had a little bit of a hiccup last year, but we expect Nick to be able to challenge and push and grab that spot, and if not, these guys will be chomping at the bit to take it from him.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and it gets started just before we know it. It's going to be hockey season. It's right around the corner. The first game is coming up on October the 1st. There will be a Blue Goal game the afternoon before that game, and that game will be on a Sunday, as a matter of fact, with Laurentian. And where'd the summer go? We haven't had a tremendously warm summer, but it has flown by here in Damon. It's almost time to play hockey.
Well, I can't wait. I mean, I never want to wish my summers away. And it was with hockey schools and the changes and in hiring things. It was busier than we wanted. But, you know, I can't wait for September 30th. It was great to welcome Josh Nenendahl back yesterday. And as our guys trickle in, you get so excited about it. It's certainly busy and, you know, a big change for our staff and our families to get back into that hockey season mode, but we're really excited. Those of you who follow us on social media, there's a little bit of an arena enhancement project that went on. Some of our NHL alum were retweeting and sharing some pictures there, and there'll be more of that. A bigger project will be finished in the next few weeks as well, but you know, just a couple more enhancements around Taffy Able, but a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. Come out, get your season tickets, get ready for that Blue Gold game. It's going to be a great season of Laker hockey.
All righty, Damon Whitten, thanks for joining us here this morning. We'll have another show in September, right around the middle of September. It'll be on a Thursday morning live right here on WKNW. And we will be podcasting this show for you fans who just want to listen at your leisure. And we'll do the same thing in September. And we'll have the Laker hockey show starting the week before we play the Blue Gold in the Laurentian game from the Antlers again this season. So something to look forward to there.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we can't wait. It's time, and those of you who can't wait that long, you know, you can start stopping by Taffy Able in about a week out or so when the ice gets back in and finalized and the players jump on the ice. They'll, you know, these guys want to get on the ice. You can't keep them away, so there'll be some good skates going on before too long.
All righty, Damon Whitten joining us here. That's Laker Hockey Talk. A little bit long this morning. Thank our sponsors, Parker Hardware and H&R Block, Bill Crawford. Till next month on Laker Hockey Talk on WKNW.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.